Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant of North Idaho. It is January 28th, 2015, and we're going to talk with Mallory Fine. Mallory is the director of the summer program at Berkshire Hills Music Academy in Massachusetts. So welcome. Glad to have you here, Mallory.
Glad to be here.
And did I pronounce your last name right? I forgot. Fine or Finn?
It's Finney, actually.
It's Finney. Two syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I've got it. I'll remember that the next time. Okay, well, why don't you give me a short version of the Berkshire Hills Music Academy. What is it? Obviously, music has something to do with it, and I can hear somebody practicing in the background. But what's the mission of it, and what kind of kids do you work with?
True. Berkshire Hills Music Academy is a post-secondary learning community. Our mission is to use music to help individuals with intellectual disabilities develop skills for communication, independence, and employment. So we have students here from ranging from the age 18 up until 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good introduction of that. So you have a summer program coming up. How is that different from your regular program?
Our summer program is for individuals who are a little bit younger. They can come here from the age of 16 up until 25, and it's an introductory sampling of some of the things that we do here at Berkshire Hills Music Academy. It's very musical, it's growth-oriented, and then it's recreational as well. So we welcome students coming here for two sessions. The first session is rock and roll, so it's rock and roll themed, and they get to do lots of different music and put on a concert at the end of the 2 weeks.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and then we have our second session, which is Broadway themed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so these are all performers. Do the kids have to have a little bit of experience with an instrument, I presume?
They do not have to have any previous experience with an instrument. They just have to have a love and appreciation of music. The students that come here have a range of musical talent, from really enjoying listening to music and responding to music, all the way up to being seasoned performers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what they do here. It sounds like this is something for maybe a person who's serious about coming there for the regular school year, but to get a taste of it and sort of a possible feeder for the fall program.
Absolutely. Our summer program has private music lessons. It has various ensembles, group fitness, and recreational. There's dances and community trips, and then there's also introduction to some of the life skill classes that we have here during the school year, like an introduction to a social skills class, introduction to a circles curriculum, which is our social skills program here, a music appreciation. So it has several elements that are samplings of what we might have during our two-year certificate program.
Okay, so a young person could come there and even just come for the summer session could get a lot out of it just by itself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
How many of the students do you have in your summer sessions that that stay on or come back again in the fall for the regular school year?
We have a pretty good number. I would say that out of the 15 to 16 students that we normally have for a typical summer session, maybe a third or more are potential students for the fall, or they definitely come for admission visits, and they go on to do 3-day admission visits in the fall and spring semester to look at Berkshire Hills Music Academy as a permanent placement.
Mm-hmm. Now, a little bit of the theory here. I've been reading some articles, and I presume this is sort of the basis of the whole school. But the articles that I've been reading have indicated that music and the study of music, and especially performing of music, helps train the brain, makes persons better students, and develop portions of the brains that are important for successful adult living. Is that part of the mission? Is the reason for your existence?
Absolutely. Integrating the music programming in different ways and achieving non-musical goals is part of our music-infused curriculum that we have in many different areas of Berkshire Hills Music Academy, especially outside of the music department. We use music every day, all day.
Mm-hmm. So that... say a student is interested and likes music but has never played an instrument. So how would you work them into it? Would they get some lessons and learn something about an instrument while they're there? What would you do? How would you integrate them as opposed to somebody that's had some musical performing experience?
Well, they would have an opportunity to share with us their musical interests, and say, for example, their interest was voice and piano. They'd be able to work with one of our trained music teachers here, and they would be able to explore on different instruments, or if that's something that's not the right fit, then we would work to make the right fit for them musically. A lot of our ensembles that are also taught by music instructors have the expertise and the experience to be able to integrate musicians of all different levels, so they feel they can work on their instrument individually, and then they're also working on it within a group setting and working on their social skills and experiencing music together.
So what about a student that hasn't performed or played an instrument before? How would you integrate them in there without them feeling like they're outsiders?
Well, the group ensembles offer a lot of different opportunities to try and experiment different instruments. We would help them orient and make them feel comfortable by just experimenting, doing several different group activities, maybe working or pairing them up with a more experienced student to make them feel more comfortable. It's really student-centered and focused to meet to their comfort level.
Okay, so the key thing there for a student is a student that's been doing some floundering and they have an appreciation or enjoy music. That's sort of the common elements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, would you tell us, if somebody's interested in learning more, how they could get a hold of you or could get more information on the summer program?
Absolutely. So you can visit our website at www.berkshirehills.org, and you can contact our admissions department, which is Andrea Franz. And on that website, we have on our programs tab all of the information about our programs at Berkshire Hills, which is our two-year certificate, our LIV program, our summer program, and a course catalog. So all of that contact information is online.
Okay.
You can also call us. Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh. Oh, go ahead.
You can also call Berkshire Hills Music Academy at 413-540-9720.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Mallory. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Mallory Finney about the summer music program at the Berkshire Hills Music Academy in Massachusetts. Thank you very much, and you have a good day, Mallory.
You too. Thank you so much.